Your name is Rabbi Chaim Brander, right?
Right.
Okay. Where were you before you came to Lakewood?
RJJ.
RJJ. And who was your Rebbe?
Mendel Kravitz.
So now, what? How did you find out? Of course, Mendel Kravitz was Talmud Ravan. So what did you learn about him from the RJJ experience?
Nothing.
So how'd you know that there was such a place?
I didn't know. It's a whole story in itself, how I ever got to Lakewood.
That's a good part. That's something I'd like to know.
Well, all right, I'll tell you the story, but don't tell it for me.
No?
No.
Okay.
It involves other people, and...
Could you do it in a careful way?
There's no careful way, because the person that's going to see it's going to spot it, and it's really a shtickle. I came because of another person who really wasn't much there that much in Lakewood. And he went out into business, he became a multimillionaire and everything like that.
Look, that's not important. The thing is, what year was that you came to Lakewood?
Roughly about 1950.
And what level were you at in RJJ at the time?
That was a top shear, almost a top shear. It was a Smicha class learning year. They had it, but we were left more or less a top shear.
So that's how many years into high school was that?
That was a few years after, about 2 or 3 years after high school.
Who were some of the people who were in your class at that time that went through the Lakewood experience?
Almost nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. So a few from the other shear that went, they didn't have that much. A couple went, they didn't have that much hatzlocha there, and that was it.
So I'd say some of the people that were
they came after me. They were in a shear below me, but they were matzliach. That happened to be a class that had some very kosher people there. Stern was there, Rabbi Yitzchak Wasserman, Israel Meir Kagan. There are quite a few people that really became something there.
And where were you living at the time?
I was living in a place called the Wilderness, called Queens, New York.
Queens,
Yeah.
What did your parents do, your father do?
That's not okay.
Okay, just I'd like to have some little background on the people who were
people that came to the Lakewood. I would tell you, most of them didn't come from learning backgrounds. Even some that came from learning backgrounds, they really didn't want their kids to go to Lakewood. They wanted to go to college. So most of the people went is because they wanted to go.
Did you have pressure not to come here?
From who?
From your parents.
No, my parents.
Okay. So when you first came here, what was your first experience with Rabbi Baron?
My first experience? Well, we went to speak and learn with him, and he spoke and learned with him. It was a little over the head, frankly.
Over the head?
A little slightly over the head. When I came to Lakewood, the shurim, you could understand them. It took a while to get used to them.
And so, who were the people here that you associated with at first?
Wait, in Lakewood?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shmuel Feivelson.
Yeah.
Yitzchak Wasserman. Just trying to think of all the names. I'm giving the bigger names in my head.
What stand out?
Yisrael Mel Kagan.
Yeah.
Mayor Stern. Yeah. Heisenberger. Brian Lauer. He was a Talmud of mine. Just trying to think of the other people around here. I mean, there were some that they never made it in the learning world, so really.
Okay.
To mention them, but these are the main people. Ramesh Eisman.
Okay, right. From Violet.
I'm not going to tell you any underworld stories.
No, I'm not interested. I'm just interested in positive.
But I don't tell them. A lot of stories that I know, which really unfortunate situations.
No, that's not. I'm not making a history of Lakewood.
I mean, it's better not told because there's no good.
No, I agree. so you started coming. What was the first? Did Rabbi, you have any? You recall any conversation you had with Rabbi when you first came there?
Very few.
So how did you get set up? Who set you up?
Well, my friends did. I learned with Rabbi Yitzchok Wasserman was my chabrusa. I learned, and I learned with somebody who Gorelnik. He's not here anymore.
He's a European, though.
Yeah, right. He was a very nice person.
Yeah.
I learned with Israel Meir Kagan. I'm trying to think of, you know, the names. Rishwal Feilerson I was close to.
Could you give us a little bit of what was going on in Lakewood at the time?
Well, in Lakewood was going on, the guys learned.
Yeah, of course.
Most of the guys, there were always a few Yotzi Daifans hanging around, but a few of the guys learned. And they spent the whole day learning. There was no cars in Lakewood when I came. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a car.
You were talking about what was different now and then.
Well, the difference between today and what was then is like the distance from the moon to the sun.
So
I'll give you an idea. The second month I was in Lakewood to learn Yevomis.
Yeah.
Oh, and when it reminds me, when I say Yevomis, it was somebody who labeled Tal, but he's in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he, I used to speak and learn with him.
I spoke to him.
Yeah, he's, we learned in Yevomis 40 blood each Seder.
Each Seder?
Each Seder. And the receiver wasn't happy because we weren't finishing the Masechta. Mm-hmm. He held you have to finish the Masechta. He says, nobody learn like this. If you don't learn up, you're not going to know anything. And then I'll give you his quote. If you learn in a Suya and they cross Horus and Hakiris and things, he says, most of them have no Shaykhus to tear at all and just wasting the time.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't like the involved Purim?
He didn't involve because he held it with they had no Shaykhus to learning.
So if you wanted to boil down and tell somebody what the method that he instilled.
You don't learn up Gemaras, you don't have the ideas, and you're just wasting your time.
No, I'm talking about the positive, what they said you should do.
Learn up Gemaras, don't spend time, we didn't have any Akronim come out in Lakewood in those days.
Uh-huh.
The amount of swarm that we had in Lakewood is less than probably about its boy today has by
So basically, learn the Gemara, the Rashi Tosis.
Rashi Tosis, Rambam, Birag Ror, they was very big on the going.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard this?
Anyone
told you that?
Bits and pieces here and there.
Oh, okay, tell the going was like the in the Madreg of the Ramban and the Rashbura.
Uh-huh.
He had Halacha Brura B'chol HaTorah Kula.
So he encouraged you to learn the Gemara, Rashi Tosis, the Rambam, and any other Rishayim?
Not all the Rishayim.
So basically, you learn up the Gemara until you understand it with Rashi Tosis and the Rambam.
Rambam, and then, you know, the Rishonim, you have to learn some Rishonim also.
Yeah.
I'll give you his word about Rishonim. He said, Bisman HaGemara, there was Mishnayos.
Yeah.
And then you had Gemara. Gemara came to Mavaya, the Mishnayos and the Halachas.
Right.
Say, today, Gemara to us is like Mishnayos. We don't know what's flying there.
Uh-huh.
The Rishonim are like Gemara.
Uh-huh.
Without the Rishonim, we don't know what's doing.
Yeah, we don't know what's in what we're reading.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, you could play it. You could make, you know, your own Irish kite now. So I had a friend. He's not here anymore. Zucker, you ever heard of him?
Who?
Avram Shachtan Zucker. He never passed away very young.
I don't remember him.
All right. He passed away quite young. He was probably in the 30s. He once went in and asked the famous Tales of Shaila. What's a Kenyan? It's a Misa Bilis, or it's Batsa McKinyon.
Yeah.
Famous Celtic theory, if you look in the Birkhala theory, you'll probably find it. He sees them out, he says, this Akira has no shakas to learning.
Yeah, I see. He's very basic understanding.
You know that the Deus and the Silas of the source will come from learning up Gemaras and Sukkis and Rias.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
And all his, and he, when he usually said things, he usually had the clearest.
He's what?
He had Makaris for what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Places, Rashbar, Rambam, Goin, he never spoke out according to him. Place once in a while, Rav time he once mentioned, and I think that was a sum total.
So you have a basic comprehensive understanding of everything but Kor.
Yeah, and you have to go to the basics, where the basics is the Rishonim, and naturally not to learn all the Rishonim.
Just enough.
Some were telling me he spent 4 days on the first Tosfos of Kedushin, which is say with a hey or not. He would have told them, you're wasting your time.
Uh-huh.
In other words, because for us, we don't come out with anything with it.
You got
to know where to stop and where not to stop, or what to learn and what not to learn.
So he gave the students a derech in that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
How to take rayas out of Gemara's, how to find the Rish, from the Goyim and other things. He held the Goyim was Oyim Benoyer. He says, he used to say that's Marumas Kama Kama Yisoidis in the Goyim in a few words that he says.
Very good.
That was it. Learning, there was no shiloh by him. The main thing was learning. And that was the ego. Well, I could tell you a maisa this.
Yeah.
There was a chassan during, there was a chassan, in Lakewood we had two or three chassanes, a zman, and you went with a bus and you came back with a bus. That's how it was. So he wanted to make a chassan the same week as it was another chassan. Shiva told him, it'll be a bittle, the guys will may stay over already for the other chassanah.
Can you tell me who that was?
No.
Because I think I heard it.
Names I'm not going to mention.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I prefer not because, whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, that's what it is. So the Bach tells him, the Rishim, but he says, but a chassanah is a mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
That was the atomic explosion. A chassanah mitzvah. All the chassanahs from Oder Rishon and Bishank are not worth one black Gemara. You probably never heard this.
I never heard that first said it that way, but I got the spirit of that from a lot of people.
I learned that was the major thing is learning, and that's what you have to put your life to, and that's what you and other things are not okay.
But see, a lot of times I try to tell people just that, and it falls on deaf ears.
No, I'm telling you, the people today have no hasoga what the Rishiva was like. And what the yeshiva was like, and what learning is like. I speak to my inner clerk in Eretz Yisrael, learning yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. I tell them things, they have no hasaga. No one never heard it, never spoke about it. A lot of people calling me from Eretz Yisrael, from America, here, I speak to them. They have no hasaga in these things.
So what do they learn?
They learn, and they think they're learning, and then there's a big thing today called Yeshiva Shesforim.
Oh, yeah?
The Yeshiva Shetaira. They sit down and learn the Yeshiva Shetaira in Zachen. And I remember I was speaking with a Bach. He told me something from once. I said, look, I don't know how it stems. It doesn't make sense. He said, what should he do? He said, don't look. I told him not to look next time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it goes. Today you can spend hours learning these Sforim and coming up with all the Hakiras and Sforas. And they don't know where it's starting and going.
Maybe they feel like if they learn very basic, people look at them as amaratsim.
Yeah, but if you look in a safe, you could sell over Svara, Hakira, a thing like that, and you're going.
You keep going. Don't dwell on it.
Yeah, so mainly you have something to say over it. I met a Bokha once from Terapadasa, waiting for the bus. I like to shmoo. I pick up Bokha to schmooze with.
Uh-huh.
I was at a chasana, a Pavel chasana, my wife's family. I found there were two Litvish Bokram and Yeshivas from friends of mine. We sat down, we schmoozed in learning. We didn't even go to the chuppah. They took my phone number down to call me up. And we had a pleasant time.
Uh-huh.
This Bokha was learning Baba Basra. So I asked him what Chazok is. Right away he told me the Ksoises, Takonas Chachomim. And it's not everyone knows like that, but all right, fine. So I asked him, is there a Gemara not like the Ksois?
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't know. I said, Rabbi Shmuel learns Al Chazok from Shor HaMuad. And the Gemara asks Kashas, it's like it, it's not like it. You see, it's a Deraisa. If it's only the Rabbonin, so does not think the Mamish like Shor HaMuad. Uh-huh. Right in the first moment in Cheska Sabbatim. So I said, what does the Ksois do with this Gemara?
Uh-huh.
So he should have said, the Rabbonin Toro, like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rabbonin is the Takonas Chachomim, because they don't learn from Shor HaMuad.
Uh-huh.
You know what he answered me? Get
what?
Ready. The Ksois stings upon the Gemara.
Uh-huh.
So I said, wow, what kind of crazy place. I mean, he doesn't understand that the Ksois boys in the Gafar, they can't be such a smart like us. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, it's not shy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's their head. But today, they don't realize whatever Lakewood really was. They don't know what a real Rosh Hashiva was. I used to think of learning with them. You know, I once asked them a Kashan Kedushin. Nidabihu, the Simenai, and Nunhei.
Yeah.
Right away, rattled it off. I asked them other Kashan once in a dorm. He says, he has a good, there's a Gemara in Crete, it's not like I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, I'll follow it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a different kind of world. Today, today you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bochum are not masik that it can exist such a thing. They're not masik. They're not
masik. Well, it takes a lot of harivani, and they want an easy way out.
They don't see it, and they're masik that, you know, if you learn, like in Lakewood today, what do you learn? Five blood, the first Zeta, five blood, the second Zeta, and you learn through there, and you're a Talmud Chacham already.
I guess, but who made it that way? Who caused this?
Well, now you're getting into the underworld politics.
Oh.
And that's hard to say, and I don't
know. I don't mean specific names, but...
I'll give you a joke, and now you'll understand it. They say, how come this yeshiva learns only up to Davkas?
Yeah.
Because after Davkas, the Rosh Hashiva does another Gemara.
Very, very, very.
But a friend of mine, they say, he was a Rebbe in yeshiva, and he was learning... And he said, there's one Rebbe, he learns, he came from a Kvetchi yeshiva. He said, after Dav, hey, Dav, oh, fine. After that, it's bitter to Meisim.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's you get your ticket stamped.
Yeah, in other words, there's no one pushing, no one saying you should do different. And, you know, the guys today are like, we didn't have cars, we didn't have all these Olam Hazeh things. It wasn't there. And the main thing was learning. I came to Lakewood. What do you have? Two suits. I had two suits, a Shabbos suit, a weekday suit, a couple shirts, and that was a whole mice. We didn't, wardrobes, we didn't Zahem. And I once had a shidduch for my daughter, they had to have to supply the guy with a wardrobe, because without a big wardrobe, he can't learn.
Right.
So, I mean, what kind of thing is that?
Look, you come from a different world.
I'm telling you, people do not have a soga of this kind of world. They don't understand it. I tell people sometimes how long is, but then I was learning Beya. I'm learning Beya, the yeshiva where I am, and Derech Chaim. I'm learning Beya, so I was learning it. I found one Ogeya, Gemara, and Beya, Ogeya to a Shilin in Ashavas Aveda. Machlaikas, Chassam Seifer, with the going. The Shilin, the Seifer side, on Shabbos, I found Muksa.
Uh-huh.
An Aveda, Muksa, and it has a Simen.
Uh-huh.
And I pick it up or not.
Uh-huh.
So the Shilin, Mr. Brewer brings it up, I think it's so seminary, some above, to look in a going. There's a going. In Rosh Hashanah, it's Tavkot Pei Zayin. If a goy makes a shayfa on Rosh Hashanah, you could blow it.
Uh-huh.
So say it's an oilad, muksa, how could you do it?
Uh-huh.
So the goy brings up, it's a Mordechai and Sukkah, ein muksa b'mokol mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
If some shayfa asks it, but the goy says it's mutter. So the Mr. Brewer takes on suit is going on this shayfah, whether according to the goy, that's his own muksa b'mokol mitzvah, so it's mutter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of these things, but you don't know how to apply them. You apply them to everything.
Well, according to Mr. Brewer, he applies a moksa boko mitzvah goes all over. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a wizarai? I was learning Beya. There's a law in the first mission. You learn Beya?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, all right. And the first mission says you can't shecht unless you have off a mukon.
Right.
And the big shamai holds if you have a dekam of notes, you can pull it out with the sand and you can go because of that. Mordechai brings up Yerushalmi, this is only Nogeya before shechting. If a guy shechted and is dam, he has to machase, he could be machase with muksa. Because since it's a mitzvah to make kisui adam, muksa doesn't answer it.
So you just lechatchila you can't shech.
Lechatchila you can't do it. The whole mitzvah is only lechatchila when you let it do it. But if you did it and you have dam, you have to machase, you could take muksa via dayim and machase the dam.
Is the Mordechai the only one that says this?
That's what he says. That's it. Only.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard to. Unless, no, because Ham Sefer says that you can't make a Shabbos Aveda if it's Muksa. It's just a Magorish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you get an idea what's doing. So this is the idea is that he once said over this interesting thing. There's a halacha that used to give smicha to in the Man of Gemara to someone to paskin only on one Indian Shas. For example,
A what? A papyrus.
Yeah, right. They give him a smicha for papyrus.
Right.
Right. And the Rambam says, and it's a Yerushalmi in a dorm, that you have to, he has to be a baki b'chola terakula.
Because you pass him on papyrus.
Pass him on papyrus, he has to know, but Basrabam would see everyone. The Rosh Yeshiva said, what's one got to do with the other? He knows papyrus claw, so he doesn't know Baba Basra.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said. This is his words. Is a raya, you don't know Baba Basra,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I ask guys lying in Bob Matsia, Shilin Bahiris, my top of Clayton. They didn't even think of the silence. I'm not like this from Shilin. They don't think of it. They have no Asok in it.
They're not really thoroughly.
They don't know. They don't know it. I had this Bokhar I speak and learning with a lot. He was learning Psalchem. So there's a Gemara in the beginning of Psalchem that says if the Goyim force Yidin to watch their Chometz, and if they don't watch it, they're going to force them to pay. So you're about Yerubalimotze. So the Rishonim asked right away, this is not Achrayas. I wasn't Makabal. They're going to knock my head off if I don't pay them. So it's like a Gzeva. It's not Achrayas. So why am I Mechuyev? So some say, of course, Dina de Malchus Adina. The Rajbor says that it's a Darabonin. Only Darabonin. So the Bokha went in, told his Rebbe, they're learning the Sukkah. The Rajbor learns, it's Midarabonin.
Yeah.
So the Rebbe says can't be. You know what you're talking about. There's no Rashbo and Sochem. The Rashbo is in the end of the fourth parak in Hulin. And the Rebbe wasn't too smart because he should have said, ask them where it is instead of saying it can't be. Because the Bach is telling you that it is. So, I mean, went over and he told them where it is and that was it. I'm glad the Rebbe's a single relative of mine.
By the way, are people in Lakewood now that I know I can ask any place in Shas? There are people like that, but they're not, you know, they're not Dosh Yeshivas.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know what's doing in Lakewood today.
It's very big. You can't know who's who.
Listen, I spoke to Rosh Yeshivas like Rav Bruce, and I know in certain places in Halacha, I showed him that. He told me something from a Taisus, and I showed him like from the guy in the other region, how the place can don't hold like that. And he said, all right, he went into a big style attack. I was going to say him, but I didn't do it to stick him. I just was, yeah, I was just discussing halachas.
Well, we can't even battle every Rosh Yeshiva in the world.
Not battle. I'm just telling you that that on today, in today's day, it's strong.
But there's a lot of Torah being learned by a lot of people.
A lot of people are learning, and they want to learn, and they want to know, and unfortunately, they're not getting the derech, and there's no one giving it over to them. When you heard a shiur from Rosh Yeshiva, you picked up kama yisoidis, kama gemaras, kama rayas, and he showed you have to go through to a gemara, and you don't have that anymore.
So what are they giving shiurim about?
I don't know what they're giving shiurim about. Everyone's saying what they want to say. It's not a guy took the sefer. He knows how to learn pretty well, but he said such a shtus in the dorm. He says that when you shoil on a neder, the shayla helps lamafreya only legavi the person that made the neder, but the chayfas itself is only mikana lahava. Do you hear this?
I
made a neder on a bread not to eat it. Yeah.
Right.
Then I decided I want to eat the bread, so I went to a bezdin. They will not the neder.
Right.
So the neder is nekala lamafreya by whole shayla, and the bread and I'm allowed to eat the bread.
Okay.
But he says the bread itself has a neder on it.
Oh?
Okay.
Where did they get that from?
He won a fan for some shilas. He learned long shot in Erasbon, Iran, in the dorm. It's unreal.
You mean this never went on before?
He paskins like, you know, it doesn't. Shanariska, what do you mean? If I'm mut to eat the chayfets, what's the neder on the chayfets? So who is it no gaya?
It's pushes that way.
It's stupidity. When did he get it to make up? He said, "Near it's in halachalamaisa. He makes galukim, and then lagavi. There's all kinds of crazy things. I mean, it's not even to talk about. But I once davened a chassidish shtibul Pesach night. So the Rebbe, I don't know, he heard it was some late, but he said, 'Look, you know, you're not saying halal by ma'ariv, and by the same you say halal without a bracha. What are you doing?'" You know, Rishayim speak on this. Half six, you know, make a bracha, whatever. You know, Rishayim speak on the Shiloh, right?
Yeah.
But he says, don't worry, I'm going to help you out. And the Terence he gave me, there's no kashas on it. told it to me.
Oh,
I'm not going to go tell him what it's in. But the worst problem I had is I had to go with a guy for a get for somebody, and the guy, I know him, he's a friend of mine, and he learned the harsh of a place. He didn't know how to give a get. He promised didn't know how to give a get.
Well, they're supposed to go to people who are experts in that. You don't ask anybody.
He's been getting for years.
The lawyer says that, right? We just learned it.
Yeah, but he's been giving getting for years. I mean, he got, at the end by the get, the get was, he didn't fold up the get. Mm-hmm. So that when the woman took the get, she was only holding it by the edge. And the most of the get was sticking out of the hand.
Uh-huh.
So he told him, you know, this is not good.
Uh-huh.
You have to fold up the get and put it in the hand.
Uh-huh.
Who holds it, Rebbe? Keep Vega brings it to you. Show me that you need it. Who holds like that?
Uh-huh.
If this Ketubah says it's an offer to Ramallah. Doesn't it show Rebbe Kivega? The Ramos says, cool, you gotta fold it up and drop it in the hand.
Uh-huh.
And he was gonna mind this. I said, look, I'm with the Baal. If you're happy, we're happy. Goodbye. We don't need it.
Uh-huh.
Said, oh, no, come back with it. But he made a lot of toys in the get. There was a sixer on the money after the get, who has to pay. And, I mean, Aloka says the Isha has to pay. She didn't want to pay. The Biscuit Chupa says if there's a sixer later, the get is bottle because the Baal only gave it on his das. If she wants him to pay, so mainly he never gave it with such a task, you got to do it all over. There were common concerns. I don't want to go and spend your time on all this.
I understand.
But here's a guy giving gittin.
Yeah.
Unreal. Okay. Then I had to go once with another guy to a woman who wanted to get from her husband. I knew the husband, he was masking. He knew me. I had a little kayak over him, so he went and gave her a get. I went to a guy, you know this guy, Ralph Bond, you ever heard of him?
From the Hefshir, what do you mean?
Son of the Hefshir, Yegis Hefshir probably also. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it. He gave a perfect get. Everything perfect. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Well, I had similar things like that, that people you think that, because they're Hefshirim, they have problems with him.
Yeah, well, the people that they say are Mashiach, nobody uses Hefshirim.
Right.
But this was a shock that he gave a get perfect. I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe it.
Well, in those days, no matter what you are, you had no basic things.
But this guy has been giving kitten for years. And there's someone who learned a lake with Mayor of Mayhardstein, you heard of him?
Sure.
Yeah, so he told me I have to write down everything that he did wrong, send them a letter. They should see it in black and white, and then he has to fix it.
Well,
about 10 chasroinas. And with this talking about the AHSS, but you know, this is not the... I told him, you know, you're playing with a self-acacious ish and error. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, and but if you're happy, the ball doesn't need to get anyway, so good behind you. That's it. So I said, no, come back. We'll do it again. But this is...
So anything positive to say from the lake we experienced without talking about today?
A lot of positive things, yeah. It gave us a big derech how to learn. He listened. He made Rosh Hashivas. He made Talmid Chachamim. He showed people how to learn. It was a tremendous
any concrete examples of what he did?
Examples? Like, what do you want examples?
I mean, like, you know, who was it? You're saying in general he did all this, so could
yeah,
you
one
particular sub- things?
There was one subset that he asked me to do something for the yeshiva, I'm going to mention all the names here, no names. Anyway, I had a Chavar Yaakov Shiv in Lakewood.
Yeah, he went back to Israel.
So when I came back, he said, Chaim, where were you been? A storm, I didn't see you. And he used to come like the hear shiloh or things. Anyway, he says, so I told him the yeshiva asked me to do something, so I went and he says, name, it's no good. No good? Go ask the yeshiva what you have to do with it.
What name?
No, it's no good. You can't do this.
But what was the shiloh?
He said, the yeshiva can't tell you, the yeshivas can't tell you to go take a look.
You can't go to something for a couple hours.
Yeah. So I felt like a fool. What do you mean? She was feeding me, doing everything. So he asked me to what tell you for a couple hours. What's the big deal? It's once in a yovel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, those days when you had Jungle Light, Shmuel Feinstein was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I went over to speak and learning with him. I didn't go, Shmuel, I have a kasha. You waited till he recognized you and spoke to him then. You didn't hock a line.
Uh-huh.
Today, I mean, have guys that hock me around like him. It's my, I'm a pal.
Uh-huh.
The guy sitting next to me said, go ask the guy next to me. I think he knows about it. That's,
uh-huh.
That's how, anyway, so I didn't know what to do. So I know he's going to come after me, so I went into Rosh Yeshiva and I asked him, I'd like how I could, maybe someone else could go that doesn't learn by a storm or something like that. You know, boom, just around there, because I felt like a fool. The next day, the person that came over who asked me about it to do it, he said, if you didn't want to go, you didn't have to go tell the Rosh Yeshiva. You would have told me, I wouldn't have asked you to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that he told them that that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, and then the Rosh Yeshiva held the guys have to sit and learn. I once asked them openly, do you have to go to a should you go to Hasanis or not?
Yeah.
He didn't want to answer.
Didn't want to answer?
Didn't answer, no.
Well,
he said, it's a Harvard, and mom and daddy, he didn't want to say.
Well, he didn't want to say.
Well, the saying not to go, he could make that a guy wouldn't have anybody by his Hasanis.
The
saying to go by, so you see, he wasn't so positive you have to go. So he said, he didn't want to say, he didn't say, he can't say.
Very intense.
Yeah, keep chazering over to Gemara.
So you remember this?
Yeah.
It's stuck.
It's stuck, yeah.
Okay, is there any other things that you'd like to tell over that would be worthwhile for anyone?
I'm trying to think, you caught me unprepared.
I'm sorry.
He used to learn up. Yeah, when his mom, when the yeshiva was learning Durham, he used to learn up Gansa Durham. And Nozi used to learn, but he never finished it. And they say he was by the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim didn't say what he was learning, he just said, you start Maseftis and you don't finish it.
Chofetz Chaim knew what he was doing.
Evidently he knew what was going on, yeah.
Some people try to learn, they forget. They remember.
Well, that's what he got a chazer. He got a chazer a lot. Chazer.
There's a big...
The problem with guys chazering is that they try to chazer the way they learn. You have to have a seder for chazering, going over Gemaras, going over chazering a few times, going through Veyas, learning some of the Rashis, not all the Tosfos, and then it brings back to the swarfs and the things. The things I kind of learn. I haven't learned that in quite a while. But I remember speaking with people. I get Zachin, and I found this Zach that he had, and I said, it had Tosfos written Yavomis, a Tosfos in Nozir, Memchas, Omid Beis. I was like shocked. So you see, if I would have known the Tosfos, I wouldn't have to mitzvah. I had this kasha for many years, and never this year I found, I swore at Terrence, and I found there was another Tosfos in Nozir. Tosfos or Rosh in Nozir. Unbelievable, no.
Well, they say that a lot of things that you spend time trying to Mefalpo, and if you learn right, then you'd see that you don't have to be Mefalpo.
That's right. And you find that you said also, a lot of times you say things and it's not true. It's not Emmis. It's not Emmis. You know, there's a Pilpa with the Yeshivish Sorum, you can say a lot of things. It's not that hard anymore, so it becomes a stickle.
They say people they're not motivated if they don't have these flowery things.
Well, there's no self-motivation. If a guy has self-motivation, he always has to do it himself. That's what people that learn courtship, they have to do that because there's not much around there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it, so you do it, and you have no choice. If you get used to the idea that everything is going to come from Swarm, you're not going to work your own head. So that's how you're going to remain in there.
Not have Osco.
Rabbeinu, not Osco, it's called Rabbeinu Hardy.
What do you call it?
Rabbeinu Hardy.
I know that.
A friend of mine. Hey, he was in Lakewood, Elio Roman, you know him?
Sure.
Yeah. He was saying something on Megillas Esther from the Goyim.
Yeah.
Which jumps up and says, Rebbe, Osco doesn't say like that. they lost the Hasoga. What do you mean Osco doesn't say like that? Well, that's Naraskaitan.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. Who was Osco?
Well, people in general don't want to look at the original anything. They want something distilled for them.
Yeah, if you learn an Osco, you learn it. You know, he has the footnotes and the headnotes and the bottom notes, and you look at it. And that for a while, somebody asked me to check over Dr. Yoimi tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Money there, and he said, you know, really, we don't check them over. We don't know what anyone's saying there. And we want to see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me, so I did it for a while, a couple of months. Someone said, he made our dorm, he was starting brokers. If Ravi and Ravashi be alive today, they wouldn't make a shas the way we have it. They would make the shas like our scroll with footnotes and print. You know, just not be cautious.
It's not up your courses, it's stupidity.
Oh, but it's stupidity, but it's up your courses, it's just stupidity. You're telling me that Ravain and Ravashi would change the Shas. That means you don't believe that the Shas was given Min HaShemayim. You believe Ravain and Rina made it up, so they'll make it differently now. Today's a different generation, the Coke generation, so they'll make it up like an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Wild, no, unreal, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So he called the guy, and changed it, you gotta change it, take it out. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a guy that darshens Barabbim.
Well, to be a darshan, you don't have to know too much, you have to have a darshan. I know a lot of people who are excellent speakers. Excellent speakers, but you can't ask them how to read a Rashi.
If you know how to speak.
It's an art.
They used to say over from Yaakov Yosef, the Manal was Rabbi Weiss, a very fine Yid. He used to say, tell him, not the Teichen, the Teichen is not the ik of the Drosha. The main part of the Drosha is the delivery.
Uh-huh.
That's what their people speaks, and he says, and let's say, the Irish guy can use him. It's unreal.
If you don't have a nice delivery, people fall asleep.
Well, most people say, I daven in shul sometimes, Bnei Yehuda. You know that place, Bnei Yehuda?
Bnei Yehuda, where?
Yeah, it's a shul on 55th Street, 54th Street. They have an early minion, 16th Avenue, 7:30 there. So someone said a drusha there. He asked Akasha, how can it says the Machadish Petrol Book of Yom Tov and Mav Sei Bereishis. So it comes out he's Machadish on Shabbos also, and Shavish is doing a maloch on Shabbos.
Huh?
That's his kasha.
What's the malacha?
He's machadish the belt on Shabbos.
Oh, machadish, the Abishter. Yeah.
So he's doing a malacha on Shabbos too.
Yeah, that's a family, there's a kasha like that in the Gemara, no?
The Goyin says that the malachas of Shabbos, he was going to Erev Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
It was the Kiddush for Shabbos was done Erev Shabbos. Goyin and not Deris Eliyahu says
it. Isn't there something about rain, how he makes the rain?
If you take out food with a keli,
right,
and the food is not a shear, you put on the keli also, because the keli is a toffle to the food.
Right.
He said, I don't even mention who he said it from, because I don't believe it. malacha is for the ruchnias shabbat.
Oh.
The ruchnias shabbat, mela is not a malacha, not a shear, so mela, it's not called a malacha on Shabbos either.
Oh, well.
The man that stores it, it says that he was to stop doing the malachas of Shabbos made Bereshis. According to him, the Abishah never did by Shabbos Bereshis anything.
Mm.
And the whole score doesn't make no sense. It's a clock, it's like Bar Priya Govins, a Brach on Hallel.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an accepted rule. Who passed things and says such a thing over. It's wild, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I try to get back to the Rosh Hashiva again and see what.
Impression the Rosh Hashiva they made.
The impression was, I mean, tremendous. He was. And he never had money, you know, he never had any money.
Uh-huh.
In the base medrash and learning. In those days, if a guy had a few bucks in his pocket, that was a lot of money. Nobody had money. Nobody had. The Rashiva walked over to me, and it was Bein Azmanim. He walked over to me. He says he has to go to New York and has no money.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine this? I couldn't. You know, today, what do you mean? He called the office and sent a with base $100, $200.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants to borrow $10.
Mm-hmm.
$10.
At that time, $10 was $100.
Yeah, well, you know, in those days, you could buy 10 trips to New York for $12.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'd rather have him to have $10. So I was mama's like Basimcha. I gave him the $10, and I didn't have any half a mean or whatever, you know, to go and ask him for it again.
Yeah.
And a week or two later, he came and paid me back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My didn't take any money.
He had a very good memory for incidents of people and things, what he did and what they said. Like he kept track of everything.
Yeah, that's odd. There's a private ice about him. He remembered something once. It's a private story. It's hard to keep up with this. But he had a memory of soccer. He remembered it. Yeah, it was interesting. But, you know, he had a very good memory.
Uh-huh.
I remember, of course, when I asked him Shabbos, he ate like 1, 2, 3. He was...
Well, it's an understatement to say it was about Kishon.
Oh, are you kidding? The shurim were a big shurim with the big yesoides and things. You know, when it developed, you know, you had to concentrate, you had to hear the rayas, you had to the things, the yesoides, what came out. And it was a tremendous thing, a tremendous. And he showed you how you have to open your head up to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually there were those that did, and there was those that...
Didn't hold from it?
Yeah.
What did they hold from?
What?
So what did they hold from?
From the Zir.
Huh?
From the Zir.
From Zir?
Yeah. I'll give you a more shortless I could tell you. The other story's not really for publication. But there was somebody, Rameya Mintz in Lakewood.
Yeah, I remember him.
He had a small yeshiva, 4 or 5 book.
Right.
I was close to them. Rabbi Yawafogel was there.
Right.
I knew them. I was very friendly with them. They used to eat by my house fairly often. So one day, he wasn't there for a while, for a day or two, I don't know. So that they used to learn, the Rosh Hashiva had a little small room in the old base medrash room,
mm-hmm.
the place where he learned. So when he wasn't there, the guys used to say, these Bokum were learning there. And I happened to be learning there also there. So later, one of the Kletzko ran over to me and says, you're saying Rosh Hashiva? You're saying Rosh Hashiva? You know, unfortunately, these guys never got shtelas, and they held they were, you know, big lamed on them, and they should have gotten, and unfortunately, they never got places. It was a very big chisor. I myself knew looking for shtelas was very difficult, very hard.
Yeah, there's only so many places available.
I don't really have anything for you, you're not experienced. Mm-hmm. That's what he told me. He says, Mela, he says, you're not an experienced Rebbe. How could I give you a class to teach?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my feeling would have been, look, you know, you're taking a Shiva guy, and you know he needs a Parnassa. So he's not that experienced. So you go in and help him out and teach him what to do. That's how I would have done it.
Maybe he didn't know himself what to do.
Yeah, that's the old joke. This is how come a guy became a principal? He didn't know how to teach, so he made him.
Right.
Unfortunately, this guy had a very big ungood later on.
Mm.
He had a daughter, very fine, Greta, that happened to live by me. A daughter, very close of a woman, and they'd made a shit out for a guy in her swale, and a few months afterwards, the guy walked out on her. Shreklach. She said, unexperienced husband. It hit me like a thing. For her teaching, nothing. But for a husband, you took an unexperienced guy. So what do you expect?
Leave
your daughter to an experienced husband. No good, doesn't work. It hit me that Maisa was many years later. Very fine woman. Those days I had the tenants had the washer and the dryer in the basement.
Right.
So I gave her a key to the house. I said, go whenever you want, just one thing. Not before, because I get surprised. Someone, you get a shock. Someone standing next to you and you don't expect it. But she used to come in the house. It went home, not home, and go down to the basement and make the washers. No problem. I don't know what the whole story did, but very harsh of a girl, very harsh of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave the guy everything he could want. The air conditioners, carpeting, furniture. He would have sat and learned his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. Let's see what else I get by Rashiv. Hard to really think, you know, and I'm under a little pressure to try to think of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was once in Europe, they didn't have a dormitory.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Balka, there two Balka, the one I knew, and he used to go, he told me this nice himself, he used to walk with another Balka to the Dira.
Mm-hmm.
The Rashiva called him over and says, no, you can't walk with this guy. So he told him not to walk home with this boy. You can't talk and learn with him on the way to the Dira.
Mm-hmm.
It's an answer. And as he used to say, the major schmoozing, and the main thing was sitting and learning. That was a major zach.
Mm-hmm.
Or the tail and the what is zach.
So why did he want to work home with the bacha?
We said you can't talk and learn with the bacha when you're walking home, so you're wasting your time. You have to talk shtusim with him.
Uh-huh.
I see. Well, you can interpret it whatever you want. He said, but the bacha won't talk and learn with you and just going to walk.
This was here or in Europe?
Or in Europe.
Uh-huh.
Europe, they didn't have dormitories, so you had to get a dira. So he was walking home with this guy. So the person that had this happen to told me himself. I mean, you could tell me it was Rabshal Goldman. I don't know if you know him. He's out of here many years already.
What?
Rabshal Goldman, he was a Kletzka.
Uh-huh. I think I did hear of him.
Yeah, he was in Nebuchadnezzar. He's also had no gun also. Very tough, very tough. Sent the divorce into making yeshiva. He had no money, and there was no book for him. It was Mami Shema. Oh, unreal. All these guys had big problems. So went out to make yeshivas, and then they had to start raising the money. When the money got tight, it also was a big problem. Oh, Mayor Hershkowitz also was in my this month.
Right.
Just as the names come, you see, even the names I don't have, they float in as they come along. And there were some guys that got lost, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Naftali Hirschfeld, you know, you heard of him?
Yeah, I think so. I think I spoke to him. He's a lawyer?
Yeah.
I spoke to him. He spoke very well.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy. I know him. I was quite close to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of the other people around. What else? Yeah, it was a very... we didn't have money. That was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a check, $40 a week, and the wife had to work a little bit. And all things were much cheaper then.
I guess the needs were not so big as they are today.
Well, nobody had cars. Everything was cheap. I mean, the utility bills were very cheap. Food was cheap then. And, you know, we had a kosher butcher in Lakewood. The Hall of Yisrael was very hard to get. The manager used to bring back a Hall of Yisrael products from
Well, Finkelstein.
Finkelstein, yeah, right. He used to bring back for the oil, he gave him an order to put you back cottage cheese or whatever else.
Mm.
They didn't have Holy's Royal when I came to Lakewood.
Uh-huh.
They had little pitchers of Holy's Royal, you know, for coffee, and they had the regular milk on the tables.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she'd say, ah, the literacy is here, but she got some shake it.
What do I see these?
No, they gave them. There was a little Holy Israel in pictures. They put out one or two on the table, but, you know, it's small amounts.
Mm. You
couldn't use it for cereal or something, because it wasn't enough to use it for...
So the rest of the pasta, you could use it?
Well, if you didn't pasta, you could use it. It wouldn't have been on the table.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Sour cream, he held his mother to use the regular sour cream, because the goyche cream, goyche milk can't become gel into sour cream,
right.
So he used the goyche. Oh, he used Kokobadi was there, I'm beginning.
Yeah. I still see him.
You see him here? He's an American?
He's come back before.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And that's yourself out here.
Oh, how's he doing?
Look, he's too unique for them, too.
Yeah, listen, he never had any big whip, and he had a lot of problem with his kids, you know.
Yeah.
I had a baby that was nifty, you know.
I know, I remember.
I was massaging then. I was with them.
Mm-hmm. I speak to him quite often. That's right. That boy was really outstanding.
Yeah, I know. Very cool. What was his name? Chaim, I think.
Oh, Leo, I think.
Leo, I think. I don't remember.
Chaim is the other one.
And he had, I think, one of them was sick, no?
His one that had a lot of trouble. He had, like, a very good boy, but he did something. He had trouble with his marriage a few times. I don't know. But a very nice boy, but he just couldn't. Something was wrong. Broken person.
Well, you get broken, listen, you know, you get married a couple times, and you don't know the way he's in Lakewood?
That's usually he's with them.
Oh, he's with them. Yeah, that's enough. I know these people.
Yeah.
There are plenty of those people.
He's with them.
Plenty of those people are in yards of them, unfortunately. Didn't make it, people divorced, people that they got lost.
And he seemed to be an outstanding boy. There's lots of problems. Now they have this problem with kids here, you know, all over.
What do you mean?
You know, teenagers, they call, you know what they call that? The edge, at the edge, what do you call it?
You mean the edge? You mean they're not by Frumkite?
Yeah.
Oh, this happens. Yeah, I know this is
right. It happens with the most prominent families. So, you know, you have to thank Hashem every day if you have a normal children.
That's right. And unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara is a big today. The tapes, the internet, the papers, everywhere you go.
Tapes were always there.
You know, there's a guy that has tapes. If he lives in the desert, he's not going to be Mazana with tapes, right?
Right.
Right. But a guy is sitting in New York with all the Hefe Timses. Well, it's nice, you know, there's no, in New York, you do whatever you want, there's no boundaries, no problems.
No problems like with two.
Yeah, I know this, they probably think it's Miyuka to Borough Park, this is a world problem today.
Okay.
You can't keep your kids locked up because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult problem.
That's what,
I know I had a family upstairs. You ever heard of a guy? Oh, I don't want to tell you his name. They had a very nice children.
Yeah.
The father's a Meshuggah.
Uh-huh.
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
Had a nice wife, crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a panosa. And he once bragged to me, says, my wife can't get a job by herself, but I got her a job. And he sits late again, doesn't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
And had the oldest boy was fry, he ran around with girls. This guy was a mamisha gornish. He was always threatening his wife. I once heard him talking with a kid. He opened the, and Ebenezer says, if the wife is not going to hurt you, you're allowed to hit her. So you see, I'm allowed to hit mommy. I mean, you want to hit your wife, hit your wife, but don't tell your kid it.
Oh, yeah.
He was crazy. Mommy's for sure when I had a prophecy. outside, look, I'll do him. He said he has no place to live. He'll fix up the apartment. And so I figured, look, I'll do him a favor. I took him in. I was with the kid. He used to come and sit downstairs by me.
Late,
but a former late with him.
I don't want to hear about that.
I don't want to tell you the name. That's why I told you.
It's not for publication.
It has a very nice. The kids were very nice. I don't know if he has a girl looking for a shidduch. She must be about 23. I don't know if she did a shidduch or not.
Mm-hmm.
Very fine girls. Very fine. Very fine boys. They meet me in the street. They say hello. They talk to me. Run over to me. I think more of a father to them than him.
Well, some people are not cut out for it.
Listen, you got this. You cut out or not cut out. You have kids, you know. You got to see that things in. You got to go make, sit around doing nothing. He doesn't learn. He sits around. He's a lady. He used to say, you're a lady gay. You're to scorn his mama. She didn't want to pay the rent for a while. She was getting me the rent. Crazy was mama's cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to pay the rent. Not pay the rent. Gazela, what are you talking, mama? Hey, you're even allowed Gazela every day. You're sitting there without paying rent. Well, listen, when you. No, you come as sugar, you could do anything. This is the father, not the kids.
Yeah. Okay, so could you sum up something about the whole Lakewood experience that's something on the positive?
Let's say it's, Lakewood was a rochniastic place. Gashmias were non-existent. Mm-hmm. Non-existent. The ikazak was to sit and learn and steigen learning and learn up Gemaras, know Gemaras, spend all your time learning. Learning, but really, you know, to understand the sugyas, to understand the Gemaras, and finish up the Masechtas, nothing else counted, absolutely nothing else.
Okay.
And he gave you the derech on how to do it. That was amazing.
Could you tell me something about yourself in terms like what your position is today, what do you do?
Hey, I'm in derech. I'm like the, I don't know, honorary Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know, why do you call me over there? They call me Rosh Yeshiva, they call me the general, I don't know.
Well, you probably are.
Yeah.
I used to be there too for a while because my son-in-law used to learn there.
I used to learn in a Lakewood Minyan.
Uh-huh.
And there used to be a lot of Bochum coming there in the evening at night, so I had what to talk about. As yeshivas got more into learning at night, the Bochum started disappearing.
Uh-huh.
You have the Balabatim. The Balabatim there, this is not for publication. Rabbi said, told me, the old Balabatim should camp. What can you expect? I was attacked a few times over there physically.
What's the Bossy Shikup? What is that?
You can't talk enough, but then you're tired, they're not yeshiva, they don't understand what yeshiva, what learning is. They're all Bala Bossy, you know, he says, he learns a Gemara and he says his Meshuggah is for, and he holds a. There was a guy in Lakewood. I became friendly with him. He was a Baal Tshuva.
Yeah.
And he loves some Zinu Gemaras. Why? When Cicino used to say, why this halacha was nogea damals, not now.
Who?
Cicino used to explain why this halacha was nogea bismana gemara, and why it's unapplicable now.
Right.
So he loved that. You know, because it mainly took another thing off him.
Well, you know, I think what the bottom line is, people are lazy. They don't want to struggle.
They're happy to what they learn. They're happy what they're doing.
That's what the Daf Yomi business is all about.
Well, Daf Yomi, well, in certain ways it's good, because it get a Balabatim if they have something to do. So to learn up some Gemaras, at least they'll have some kind of shaykh.
I'll tell you something. I noticed, I'm not a Daf Yomi person. I learn very slow, methodical, and mostly through Haravanya. And I noticed, I learned sometimes with people who learned the Daf Yomi 4 times, 5 times.
They know nothing.
They know absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, nothing. You know why? Because if you don't matzich to understand the Gemara, it doesn't remain with you.
And what they do is, what they mean is, when they learn 4 times Shas, is they sat in the room with somebody saying and they were sleeping.
Yeah, and if they read it through, so you read it, you know, well, after, like you read a newspaper, you can take a Gemara, read the translation, and go through it, and that's it, and there's no problem. No problem.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Not only that, they hold that, you know, what says in Oskar is like, you know, that this is like the Rishonim. This is, you don't need Rishonim anymore. You have Oskar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know. I thought it just makes it easier.
No. For them, this is easy because local mice, so they learn through gemurs, they can learn through gunshots and not remember anything, because if you don't have it, you don't knock yourself out in things that you're learning, you're never going to remember it. So they can learn through shots 50 times and not know nothing. Nothing. And it doesn't mean anything to them. Nothing. Mamish nothing.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have a book I used to learn in Kerala with a younger man. So Moshe Rabbeinu had three brothers. Eldad and Medad were half brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
That's Gaina Bali Tesis.
Right.
He was in Shul. He remembers it from in Shul. He says Moshe Rabbeinu had three brothers.
Yeah.
Ah, Narish, Narish. What are you talking, stupid raid? He says, all right, bring a Chumash. I'll show you. Bring over a Chumash. We'll see who's right.
I think it's the Targum Anderson also.
Could be. I don't
remember. Yeah, I remember it's the Targum Anderson also.
Learning is, you know, you learn, you see Zachem that you didn't see before, and you find in other places, that's how it goes. But if you're sitting, you know, we learn where the hearts go, so it's come out like reading, it's not even learning.
I was just learning with Schneiders with somebody, and this guy learned Shah several times, and was discussing Machzor Shiurei, the whole sugya of Machzor Shiurei.
Yeah.
And learning with this, he said, what's that? So I said to myself, you didn't learn Rosh Hashanah about Shofar and this? You learned it four times. How come you don't know it?
The answer is bullshit, because he was reading it. They read it, that's it. You read it and you don't know it.
He wasn't reading it. He heard it from somebody else.
That's even less, because then, you know, if you hear from someone else, that's even less than that. You're not putting anything into it at all, so it doesn't make a roshim in the brain.
Yeah.
It goes in one ear and it goes out the other ear.
Yeah,
but that's a variety of things like this. They pass in Shilas today like that. And then there's a guy that says in Halachas, he's a race clearer here in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And he was saying something about Muksa. And I told him, it was no gear to Nair Shabbos. I told him, 1 second, I don't remember it exactly, but if you have to light bench licht on the table where you eat, so his whole thing fell off. So I told him that you have the bench lift on the table where you eat, sir. Who says that? Would it say such a thing? Not the month anywhere. It's an offer to Ramor.
Mm-hmm.
A Ramor with a Mordecai in Shabbos, that near Shabbos, Mamash like near Hanukkah. You can't the bench lift in your bathroom and bring the lights out and then put them on the table.
Oh, no question.
And the guy was yelling at me, it doesn't exist. And here's a guy that Paskin Shiloh says, Halachas. And every time, once in a while, I tell him, you know, the Rashiva, this is what the Rashiva did. You do what you want, and I'm telling this is the nice weather we should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he doesn't know what it is. You know, today, you get a computer, it pops up all the things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's mommy's easy, you know, this one says this, this one says that, you make a little thing, and here it
is. I sit in front of the computer 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
I use it sometimes to look up things. But when I'm learning, I will not go near it. Because you get fast-charted.
I know, we could get you get everything in the world on it. You'll never...
But you can't learn, you're not really learning anything.
There's a guy, a usher, he put out Sforum on Masechtis. He got someone to Malakad, we showing him on Masechtis.
Uh-huh.
He was Malakad. He didn't do no, there was no real avoid. He took a piece from, let's say, Rabbeinu Vaisi, or Yoda, and he put it in, and he made stickler one after the other, and no one looks at it. But most of the stickler are repetitious.
Because another thing today is under Maka, people can publish things with a computer, and they give it out all over the place, and then the shamas will have to sell it for Seamus.
It's a place, Pinter, you know Pinter in Borough Park?
The bookstore.
Yeah, he does Seamus.
Yeah.
You should see the amount of Sforum, a lot of them brand new, that people drooked and put out.
I saw it. It's something yesterday. I saw it too.
I sit there, they sit there. So once in a while, you find some good sock in there. We shine a brand new. I just bought a little small Ebenezer.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, untouched. From, I don't know, years ago. They're unbelievable. But the Sforum from people, you wouldn't be massive how much people went and spent money and drooked Sforum and they're lying there. There's a guy, Heintiger, that he drooked Sforum like crazy.
No, they drooked Sforum in newspapers and they throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, they have it in the Jewish mess, they have things there. Some guy, Kohenish.
And you think, the Yatel is the better?
I don't even bother with these. My wife likes a Jewish press. That's I'm not even really. I look at a couple things there, and that's it. That I like to see what this guy is. A guy Cohen, Jay Sim Cohen or something like that. A rabbi from Mizrahi Shul in Australia now, and he got the prestigious Jerusalem Award by Walker, and he says such stuff in there. He said, matzah, you don't have to eat a lot of matzah. Well, who said? We never saw from our ancestors that they ate a lot of matzah. You don't need to eat a little piece of matzah, and you eat some beers.
Nice here. You don't need a shear.
He says, that's a kazayas. This kazayas became like a small olive today. I mean, sugar and all yeshivas, all the doilim, were mocked on eating it, a third of a matzah, a whole of a machine matzah. Well, where do you come around and making an Irish guy? We didn't see by our hands say over. Who are the people that saying over? Maratzim, Baburim, nothing. The pellet, they ate matzahs. That's how he paskins. You mean a guy paskin from stupidity like that? Mamash, listen. But that's how it goes today, you know.
Well, I get so many publications, it's ridiculous. I don't know what to do with them.
In the garbage. Someone told me from Ivanka, he got a new safer, and he took it and threw it in the garbage. Well, it's called mine, he didn't learn it. It has no kedusha.
Well.
A guy told me that he saw him do it. Jewish press, you can stick and throw in the car. It's not a problem. There's just them, they're dashing, they sing Irish kite. The things go there. My wife likes to read it, so listen like them.
Of course, I tell him, you want to read something, read a book. They want something in the garbage.
I can, certain things, it's not going to die to sing. You know, as long as she listens to me, it's no problem. The majors are, there was some Bible like to see it, damn story.
You know how many men sit around with books and magazines when they should have been learning?
Yeah. They read the New York Times, like that's the Bible.
That's in the old days. People don't read the Times anymore either.
Well, because it's an Irish paper anymore. It became like the rest of them, garbage. Full of garbage.
But now they have the Jewish papers.
Yeah.
Or Modia, whatever.
Yeah, they used to send to me for nothing. Then they called up, you want to subscribe to it? I said, I have no time to reply. All those stories and see the picture in the middle of all the Gdolim, everyone.
Big Gdolim picture is very big, so. People like to look at pictures.
I don't know why they do it. I can't.
I don't think it's the people themselves. It's people who publish it. It's a friendly thing.
But you don't have to put your picture. If you don't want your picture in, you don't do it. That's all.
I don't think they put the pictures. They take the pictures. Now you take a picture with a telephone.
All right. Good. Yeah, they can take with those little cell phones. They take no
people running around with these cameras all over the place.
Yeah, guys.
Videos. You know,
the guys in the
curlers
said, he wants to take my picture. He'll send it into the Milano Dia. The clutch got off. I said, you're crazy. I'm crazy. Don't get no ideas like
that. Yeah, I can use your picture, by the way.
You want my picture?
Yeah.
What do you want my picture for?
Because I like to put on each article the picture of the person who spoke.
I very seldom take pictures. I don't take pictures. I remember last time I took a picture.
A formal picture.
Picture from a Hasana.
A formal, yeah, that's the best.
No, I have quite a few relatives here in Lakewood. So, you know, someone Barak Berger, Cypher, blonde hair. He lost his wife about 2 years ago.
No, I don't know.
You don't know? He lost his wife about 2 years.
Berger? How old are you?
He's in the 40s.
No. Berger.
And he has a couple brothers, Ephraim Berger.
Wait. Oh, I know him.
Was a Shalom Meshiv in a yeshiva with
his wife died suddenly?
Yeah, right. Right after Tannis.
Arnowitz? Her name was Arnowitz?
Yeah, right.
I know him, yeah.
I'm very close with him,
Yeah, very nice boy.
I'm closer to him than his family, actually.
Very, very, very fine boy.
I don't know if you know, I got rid of my first wife.
Look, I'm a neighbor with Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
They live right across the street from
it's
me.
Epstein.
Shimon Epstein's family, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
Spock is very clever. Pretty,
yeah.
Much on my side.
I think I just saw your son here yesterday.
Which one?
He's an agent by Epstein.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah. He has some silence with him.
He's looking for Shinnok, no?
Yeah.
The name sounds familiar.
Maya Wiesenfeld, yeah. Who else have I got there? Berg, as I told you. And there's a lot of people
there. You're not related to Berg, are you?
Berger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my nephew.
Oh.
He's my nephew before the get.
He's
very, we're very close. We speak about once a week, once every 2 weeks, when you can get him. Efrain Berger, Efrain Berg was in Earth Scroll, and he came back. Neil Berman, he's also related to Bergers. He married a Berger.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept telling me, call up Ephraim. I don't know, he's from the other side. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I decided, he'll hang up, and it won't be the first or the last. I called up, his wife answers the phone, and says, I said, all right, I tell him I called, and I said, he said, no, he wants to talk with you. Please call back, or he'll call you back. I never met the woman in my life. I don't know who she is, where she is, what she is. And that's from the other, side. Now I speak to him about once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very little boy.
Yeah, they're very nice boys. He's a Charlotte Mason. Also, he's thin and blonde, nice looking boy. Looks like a youngster, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's from Washington Heights?
Yeah, right. The family don't want me. I mean, they're all against me. And that's,
uh-huh.
That was one. I had a lot of problems. And one Haliger Rosh Yeshiva here. I'm not going to tell you the chloramizer. My wife didn't want me to touch her.
Uh-huh.
You hear the story? Huh? So we went to someone told me there's a Rosh Yeshiva here. He could help you out. I come to him. He wants to speak separately. I said, she's going to lie. The Ramor says, Bismana said, there's no chazoka of any shemeza baila b'fneva baila. So Shaloba Fornav, they're going to lie even more. So all five of them said, the Viber right away said, he did two things. He beat me and he was a maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they run to. That's a, so fine, all right, he spoke to me. Then he tells me, you have to know that you married a Tamimus Dika Beis Yaakov girl. She doesn't want you to touch her. Do you hear this?
Uh-huh.
And you have to go see a psychiatrist because you're not normal. And if not, we'll cut off all the kids from you.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear this? And that's...
Who said this?
Do you hear this?
Who is this?
He has a yeshiva on 40th Street and 16th Avenue. I have to go to see this. A whole lake with her. You don't know who he is.
Seegers?
Yeah,
it was Seegers. Oh,
Rosenbaum. That's what he told me. I told him to the face, so there's no problem, Rosenhara. I said, Shlusson, what are you telling? What kind of... He says, you're Hussein Club. You don't have to be with a wife anymore. Did you hear this?
Uh-huh.
You hear what's going on? And I have kids that don't talk to me. They're really, they're against me.
Uh-huh.
Rav Rus and Beisa Talmud told me, Chaim, the minute she said, don't touch me, in 2 weeks you had to be out the door. What were you sitting there? Rav Palm said, what's her Hassan Huston? No Shalom Bias, no Chassan. Finished. There's nothing to do here. Nothing. What do you want? What do you do? What could I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I married to me, Mystica Beis Yaakov girl.
People change.
What?
People change.
Women change. Oh, she did it to my daughter. One of my daughters, after she got married with Meshuggah, she was going, Mama's crazy. She bragged that she said, when your daughters went to the Chassan, they were petrified. I said, that's how you make them happy. They have to suffer all the life because of your stupidity.
Well, I have to say goodbye. I have to go back and do some things around the house. Thank you very much for your input. I'll have to work on it.
A little more masuda on these things. I can think what's...
Okay, but I have to edit this stuff.
Edit the stuff? Okay, listen, do me a favor. What, you going to publish this?
Eventually.
Well, I'd like, before you publish it, just, you know, let me know about it, because I'd like to see how it is.
Okay, I will send you a copy.
And don't put my name on it.
And don't put your name on it?
No.
Right.
Not all Lakewood is
Okay.
You know, in Lakewood, there's a lot of guys that didn't make it, guys that made it, guys that jumped.
What I would do with your stuff is I edit out a lot of stuff that doesn't touch up to the oil in general.
Well, you put in what you want. I don't say you. I'm not telling you to stuff what you have to put in.
But not to put the name is very hard.
I prefer not.
I understand, but like, the idea is that there's a person, not some yet.
You tell him you heard from, you want a hushable guy from Lakewood.
Everybody's hushable,
right? I have a chaver in Stolen. So I'm speaking later with him, since he wants to put in the Stolen Heftel, the swore I told him on Kazoka. I said, yeah, put it in, don't put my name in. It's unfortunate Lakewood has got people that didn't make it, and there's a lot of, I tell you, in the Lakewood meeting, I got beat up a few times.
Okay.
That's why I left it, because they were needling me, they were nice to me. No, I told them I walked around Mr. Brewer. They went to someone else, he was moderate. So why are they even moderate? I once asked them, I thought it was Rosenblum. They were bringing the Sefer Torah on the second day, Yom Tov. And Mr. Brewer says, if you're not going to lane it, you can't bring it.
Right.
So I asked Rosenblum, well, what's the head to it? He said, the belt does this. I said, that's what you tell me. You tell me the belt does it? What kind of terrorist is that?
Uh-huh. That's a very big heter of Veltutus.
What is Veltutus? Not so low cadets, Rabbi.
What?
Only his heter. Cable show over of a show. Not so low cadets, that's the heter. So I'm telling you, I'll walk over to Bishop Brew, you tell me the belt does it. What kind of weather talk is that?
That's a big principle nowadays.
Go in Borough Park, you find out how many shoes stop and have this month. Tvila, you have this month, Krishma, and they don't even know what it is. Not so
okay.
You could say Krishma at 12 and
then. Well, Hasidim always do that, no?
Yeah, they don't. It's about Krishma. What's about Krishma? Leave Krishma with the Medavin. They don't know what it is. Have no
asoka
to these things. No
asoka. Okay, I'll really get wrong. Thank
all
you
right.
Very much.
If
you
want to call me again, I'll get a little
bit more. Let's run. Okay. Rabbi, you gave me the longest interview I ever got.
This is just the start, because I really haven't gotten. Some things I don't know whether
we
really should publish.
Okay, well, I got a lot of stuff I can't publish. I don't know, you're right.
Some of the stuff that's very hard, very tough stuff.
No, the stuff about learning, that's the main thing. The attitude on learning, that's the main thing.
And I'm just trying to,
think. The depth of learning, these kind of things, is very important.
That's just, if you call me like in a couple of weeks, I'll try to be Masada a little better.
Okay, and then we'll have to decide what you're getting, because there's a lot of information here.
Okay, I mean, you could call me if you want some more.
Oh, sorry.
What I said, I don't mind, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm retired.
You're retired,
so
what do you sit and learn?
I wish I did. I'm talking to you now, but is that something?
Yeah, okay.
That's not learning.
You want to talk and learning, you could call me up.
I don't talk and learning, I just learn.
Nah, you gotta talk and learning. I guess you have ears. If you don't talk and learning, you don't have ears. Oh. That's
okay. I love people, a few people, and that's it.
Okay,
I'll hold you up. Okay, Scott, thank you very much.